Well, good morning. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you for joining me this morning on the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. We've been looking at the song, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, for this week. And today we're looking at the chorus. The chorus goes, On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Remember the story that Jesus told that we often teach our own children? Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. You see, Jesus is the rock that we build our lives upon. Anything else results in a life that falls flat. When the storms of life comes, our life falls away. And this applies to our family, our job, our church, our hope, our foundation for every decision that we make as God's people must be based upon Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the foundation that we build upon. There is no other foundation that can support a godly Christian life. Let me go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We see here that Jesus is the chief cornerstone, the cornerstone by which all the rest of the building is built. It is only in Him and on Him that the building, as it says, can grow into a holy temple. And notice what verse 22 says, that it is in Jesus that we are built for a dwelling place of God. How amazing is that? That God dwells in us, and others will see that God dwells in us by the way we live our lives out on this earth. When we go back to Matthew 7, it says the wise man builds his house upon the rock. But it says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, that means we have to be doing the will of God. Then we're building our house upon the rock and we shall stand. However, anyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. Are you spiritually minded? Are you godly minded? Or are you worldly minded, materially minded, more concerned about the things of this world than the things that God has given us? Our mind, our hearts, our lives must be firmly built on the rock, Jesus Christ. We have hope because we have Jesus. All other ground is sinking sand. Now let's just go back over the song one more time all together. Beginning of verse 1, My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, His covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found. In Him my righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Get to work today building on Christ the solid rock. Don't wait.